Certainly in the Trump era, progressives have to react and resist daily to any number of attacks on programs that benefit the 99%. Republican pledges to slash taxes for the rich, eliminate health care, double the military budget and police state. They've ramped up attacks on immigrants, people of color, transgender people, and so on. But there are also bipartisan efforts to undercut political speech and activism. As you can learn from Glenn Greenwald's piece on The Intercept and also Democracy Now! And other sources, a group of 43 senators, including 14 Democrats like Maria Cantwell from Washington and Ron Wyden of Oregon, want to implement a law that would make it a felony for Americans to support the international boycott against Israel, which was launched in protest of that country's decades-old occupation of Palestine. Perhaps the most shocking aspect is the punishment. Anyone guilty of violating the prohibitions will face a minimum civil penalty of $250,000 and a maximum criminal penalty of $1 million and 20 years in prison. The proposed measure, called the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, was pushed by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or APEC, one of the most powerful and pernicious lobbying groups on Capitol Hill. And they are determined to defeat the growing boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement that has been spreading around the country and the world. And even when virtually the entire world condemns Israeli aggression or declares settlements illegal, the U.S. Congress, across party and ideological lines, finds virtually complete harmony in uniting against the world consensus and in defense of the Israeli government. So this represents the most systemic, powerful, and dangerous assault on free speech in the United States and the West generally, this growing attempt to literally criminalize speech and activism aimed at the Israeli government's occupation. So we encourage you to visit the ACLU website. The ACLU has sent a strongly worded letter to all members of Congress in opposition to this bill, and also to Glenn Greenwald's piece on The Intercept, PalestineLegal.org News, Democracy Now!, and other KABU sources of information, such as the program that appears on the last Friday of each month on Israel-Palestine, One Land, Many Voices.